For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. Our coverage at the National FFA Convention continues. This report brought to you by Nelson Insurance Agency in Upsala and Minnesota Farm Bureau. Megan Laughlin joining us with the Painesville Area FFA. And, well, this whole convention, how has it been going so far?
It's been going pretty good. I've enjoyed going to, like, the different colleges and visiting the expo and seeing all the different, like, things set up for us to do.
So I think that's one aspect people aren't aware of. You know, there's businesses here, there's colleges here, so you really have a chance to network. What kind of caught your eye?
Well, I've been interested in River Falls. So last year I came to River Falls too, and then this year I came to River Falls. And I don't know, you can just, like, you walk around and you see businesses you had no idea were there. There's so much here. Like, I haven't even been to the whole thing last year. Over the whole week, I didn't even go to the, like, everything, because there's just so much.
So let's backtrack just a little bit. Whatever got you involved in FFA in the first place?
Well, first of all, I only joined really because my grandpa wanted me to. Like, he raised me pretty much from the, like, on his farm. And so I only joined because of him. And then through the year, the first year, I, like, fell in love with it. And it's been, like, my whole life up until now.
So talk about some of these things you've learned. Now, are they going to kind of fester into your career path, or how is that all going to work out?
So I started in small animal, the CDE, and that, like, because I wanted to be a veterinarian for a long time, and that just, like, sparked it. That for sure was, like, I want to do this. And everything up till, like, right now and probably next year, too, is just, like, it's animals for me. I'm in love with animals.
So, ideally, what would your ideal job be then?
Veterinarian. I want to own my own clinic and then have, like, a rescue shelter for animals. So, yeah.
Well, as an FFA member, I see you're serving as reporter this year.
Yep, I got elected as reporter for this upcoming year. So I'm hoping to, like, run for president next year. So.
Well, what's the interaction like with other chapters, other states? Have you guys had a real chance to network with them at all?
Oh, yeah. So, like, this past summer, I went to WLC, the leadership conference in Washington, and I met so many people from around the nation. And, like, it's just, like, it's cool coming here because, like, I saw one of my friends and we just, like, ran and hugged. Like, you spark so many new relationships in FFA and it's, like, beyond amazing. I absolutely love it. Like, yeah. And then the chapters, we're all really tight. Like, the whole surrounding areas, we lean on each other and we grow.
Megan Laughlin joining us here on Chasm Radio. Our coverage at the National FFA Convention, also brought to you by Mid-American Auction Incorporated, Al Wessel, Kevin Winter, and Mid-Soda Manufacturing.